Well, here at home, you've probably heard that the FAA has a new policy. They're going to require people to register their drones so they can track the drones when they pose a threat. For instance, firefighters have had to ground helicopters this year because of private drones taking pictures. But firefighters are not anti-drone. In fact, the K-MAX chopper is one of several unmanned aerial vehicles getting a tryout for firefighting duty. Tom Bonsi of Here Now contributor Northwest News Network reports from Boise, Idaho.
It was suitably smoky out when the dual-rotor K-MAX powered up for an audience of federal firefighting managers. A late-season wildfire in central Idaho supplied the unplanned haze. Defense contractor Lockheed Martin and Helicopter Maker Command supplied the glimpse into unmanned aerial firefighting.
So we got the aircraft coming in now for the second spot drop.
Command's helicopter-turned-drone looks like it's been squished in from the sides. It demonstrated water drops and ferried supplies up and down a mountain. The missions were controlled from a ground station at the helipad. A pilot sat in the one-seat cockpit, ready to take the controls just in case, but nothing went wrong.
K-MAX, Raymakers, requesting a second spot drop. Have the coordinates when you're ready to copy.
Ready.
Command Aerospace Vice President Bob Minaski says his unmanned copter can fly through thick smoke or darkness, situations that ground current firefighting aircraft.
We can fight fires 24/7 unmanned and or optionally manned. And so that's the advantage. You know, you can get water on the fires, you know, 14, 15 extra hours a day where a manned system can't.
Minaski says the U.S. Marine Corps operated two K-MAX helicopters in Afghanistan to resupply remote outposts at night. K-MAX shuttles replaced dangerous convoys on the ground.
When we put it in Afghanistan, initially the Marines wouldn't put people underneath the aircraft as it was hovering because they were afraid it would, you know, unmanned, it would fall down. And by the end, there were tons of people under there hooking up stuff. So it just, they got very confident with it. And that's what it is.
U.S. Forest Service Assistant Director for Aviation Art Hinneman says the $7 million K-MAX has a lot of potential.
It's fascinating that it can be done, that the technology is there. And for us, the ability to do that without having to risk a pilot in low light level conditions and poor visibility and weather that you just can't fly and the guys on the ground need the help, it's pretty monumental.
The K-MAX helicopter is the third remotely piloted aircraft to get a federal tryout this season. The first two tests used smaller winged aircraft to identify and map hotspots over actual fires in late summer. Boeing's subsidiary Insitu showed off a repurposed military reconnaissance drone, and Textron Corporation demonstrated its own small surveillance aircraft. So how soon will drones routinely help at wildfires? Brad Keckerts is the unmanned aircraft program manager with the Department of Interior. He figures it will take a few more years to integrate drones into all the other routines found at wildfires.
I truly believe that systems like unmanned K-MAX and other optionally piloted aircraft will become a tool that's going to be regularly used by the firefighters to support them over time.
There is an element of good drone, bad drone to this. More than a dozen times this year, unauthorized hobby drones flew too close to active wildfires that forced temporary halts to aerial firefighting operations. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Boise, Idaho.